we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everybody, I'm CJ.
And I'm Jamie, and this is
Drink Wine, Spill Tea. The podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea.
Oh! It's a little spill.
Oh, God, this is the worst wine. I hate it. I only got it because there was butts on the front. Oh, I'm going to... Wait, let me try it again.
I tasted it and I didn't want to say that it was bad and I waited for you.
I know. You didn't show me any facial indicator. You were literally just like...
I'm an actor. Oh my God. Well, to be honest, you did go to the under $10 section.
Yes, but I expected it to be just as good.
It's not.
Oh. Are we going to drink this for real? Are we gonna
I mean, what should we do? Dump it out?
I guess we'll drink it.
We should at least finish the glass.
Okay, yeah. We have to finish the glass.
And then we can open a new bottle.
Thank you. Thank you, yes.
Insane. Yes, thank
you. Wow. I really screwed up here. But it's freaking... It's a Merlot. I thought it would be not
Merlots
sweet.
Merlots are kind of sweet.
No, it said full-bodied.
It's full of something, and that's sugar.
God, I hate it.
It tastes like Welch's, but like...
But worse.
It low-key just tastes like the sparkling grape juice that your parents give you on New Year's Eve.
No, I like that shit. Are you kidding? At Thanksgiving, when I go back as an adult, I'm like, do we have the cider? And my mom's like, you are 32. Why you like drink this out? My mom's like, I bought it like enough alcohol to like stock a bar. And I'm like, where's the cider?
I literally used to think that I was drunk drinking that. I was like, oh my God, it's going to my head a little bit.
Like, I know. Oh. I was like, oh my God, I think I've had too much.
Yeah, my
one glass too many.
Me. Mom, no, I don't need a third glass, please. I'm driving.
There's a sketch in there somewhere. That's hilarious.
I was also laughing. Speaking of that, there's this new kid that works with us. And I was telling Matt, I was like, in my head, he's not eight. Like, he's not legally allowed to drink. He can't drive. Like, he fully just, like, he's so young that he can't do any of these things. Just graduated college. He's, like, 22 or 23. But still a child. Because he was, like, talking about, like, how Matt was like, yeah, he hasn't gone to, like, any of the big gay bars yet, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, in my head, I was like, well, of course he hasn't. He can't get in, Matt. Like, he doesn't legally
get in. He just took his driver's test.
I'm like, he doesn't even have his permit yet. And I'm like, yeah, of course. I had to ask him the other day because we were talking about 9/11. And I was, like, talking about it. I was like, yeah, it was pretty crazy. And then I looked at him and I went, what year were you born? He said 99. And I said, okay. I was like, you get a pass.
Well, you want to know what's even worse? Is there's... somebody who I work with, he's like the bar back, and
they're always the bar back.
And he just comes up and he's like, this was like, I think my second day of training, and he like introduced himself and he was like, yeah, because everyone like drinks while they work and stuff. So he comes and he's like, can I get like a shot of tequila? And then I'm like, yeah. And so I give him a shot, and then like he like goes on and does his job. And then the girl who was training me, Lee, she was like, I only give him like alcohol when he asks for it, just so you know. I was like, how old is he? I thought he was like 25. She's like, oh, he's 19. And I was like, oh my God.
I only give him alcohol when he asks for it.
Yeah.
She's really showing her moral high ground. I only serve the underage when they ask me.
I was like, 19? A teenager? A teenager who looks old like that?
Oh, absolutely. They all do.
I cannot even. And then one of the chefs was like, you'd make a great Annie. And I was like,
Annie?
As in the musical Annie. She went, yeah. And I went, Annie as in the 10-year-old Annie?
As in New York.
And she said, yeah. I said, as in little orphan Annie? And she said, yeah. And I was like, okay. Thank you.
You were like, thank you. Yeah, you're deeply offended after being called back for Sally Brown and you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Which, by the way, you're a true hero. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Honestly, it was nice to revisit an old role.
I called CJ in a panic because I got all ready to, like, film. And I was like, how am I supposed to do this by myself? So I called CJ and I was like, I need you, but don't worry, it's a role you've already done.
I was literally like, I didn't even think about that. I was thinking like, crutchy.
You were like, Newsies?
Yeah, I was like, it has to be something fucking dumb that I've done. And it was. And it was. It's also like warm. Like the temperature of the wine is literally
it's
warm.
It's so hot outside. Oh. You have some like seltzer or something.
We can some sparkling grape juice. I have Topo Chico.
Do you think that would help?
I think it might taste weird.
You don't think it'll help? It'd be like a spritzer.
You can try it.
No. I only want it if you're having it too.
No, I'm not. One time I had red wine when I was out by the pool in Hilton Head, and I was like, oh, this will be fine, because, like, it's in a cup, like, it's in, like, a thermos, so it won't get hot, and I was wrong. I drank it, burnt my, I swear to God, I was like, my tongue was in pain. Anyway, we just exhausted all of our bits for you.
But we've gathered you here today to talk about
another award show, because we are, as they say in Hollywood, experts. The sommeliers of the if VMAs. The sommeliers of the VMAs. That is the title of the
Yep.
So, let's dive into it. I watched it last night live. Jamie watched it today. And
Yes. We
have some highlights. We want to talk about the performers. We want to talk about the winners. And some of the nominations. So, what do you want to talk about first? Also, the looks. I want to talk about the looks.
We should just start off right away with Megan Fox at the VMAs.
Well, yes, because the VMAs were Megan Fox at the VMAs.
Yes.
That was the whole
Megan
title.
Megan Fox introduces Megan Fox at the VMAs.
She looked, in a word, scrumptious.
In a word, delectable.
I could not believe, first of all, she's always been incredibly attractive.
I mean,
from day one.
She is truly, she does not age. She is a stunning person. She also like lets her son dress up in dresses, mm-hmm. and like is like very like lets her son be very like gender fluid, which I love. Also, she's come out in interviews and she's like, I'm not a good actor, like I don't understand, like she's just very like real and yeah. honest like that. She also constantly, and she's like I guess I have like bedroom eyes, I don't know, she's like, my eyes are like always half closed, but that's just my eyes. Like, she looked
gorgeous.
Insane.
She definitely had my favorite look of the evening, I'm pretty sure.
How like, dare she wear that outfit?
Yeah,
like,
there is nobody that looked better than her, truly.
Like, it was Machine Gun Kelly's night, but she made it about her.
Oh, absolutely. And she should have. And yes. Machine Gun Kelly knew that.
Yes.
I need you to know that I did not know Machine Gun Kelly looked like that for years.
Really?
I had no clue he looked like that.
What did you think that he looked like?
Don't know. It wasn't that. I don't think I ever really thought about what he looked like, and then I saw him and I went, huh.
You've never seen him with Pete Davidson? They're like...
No, this was like 2 years ago that I realized this, but still, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, no, that's... But I think that they're also just like a cool couple. Like, they just seem like so like punk rock, like,
yeah.
I don't even know. Speaking of punk rock, Avril Lavigne being there, literally, she is like in her 40s and does not look like... Or no, she's 36. And she...
Did she, like, come back from the dead? Like, where has she been?
She literally was just there to just, like, be there. Like, she was just, like, a guest. But she won her first award at the VMAs, and so that was really cool. Like, when she was, you know, relevant. She's so... I just, like... Avril Lavigne was incredible. We need an Avril Lavigne musical. I've said it a
Avril
million times.
Lavigne? Like, that was my... Are you kidding me? Why'd you have to go and make things so complicated? I would scream those lyrics.
I'm with you, iconic. Girls should use that for auditions way more than they do.
Yeah, you're on your knees, begging, please stay
with me. That's not
that
song.
I'm singing another one.
Oh, okay.
Low-key in my book.
Good. But anyway, yeah, so that's... Megan Fox was definitely my favorite look. I don't know if I have a least favorite look. I love Lil Nas X's look. That's hard to say. I just love how, like, queer, like, gender queer he is. And just, like, how unapologetic he is about it. I loved Olivia Rodrigo's look. Mm-hmm. It looked very, like, on brand for her.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell that she was, like, really nervous. But she was really cute and sweet. For hosting, I didn't love Doja Cat's looks. Except for the first one where she was in the black with the blonde wig.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought she looked incredible in.
Yeah.
But other than that, I wasn't really, like, a big fan of them. And honestly, I thought Justin Bieber looked stupid. In his, like, hoodie and blazer.
I have it written down that in his performance, he straight up looks like a Dementor.
Yeah, take it off. Take that off. That's honestly really all I can think of in terms of their looks. I saw somebody say that Doja Cat, Tinashe, and I forget who the other person was. They were like, low-key look like the Hex Girls. You know that Scooby-Doo movie with the Hex Girls?
Yeah.
That's what they looked like. You don't know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah. Anyway.
Performances.
Yeah, let's get into the performances. So other than like the pre-show performances, which I really didn't care about that much, the main performers... So to start, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't forget any. So if I skip over one, let me know.
Okay, yeah. As soon as he started singing, I was like, oh my God, it's that TikTok song.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was Justin Bieber's song. And then I was like, my God.
It's not even his song. It's Leroy or whatever. And then he's on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But still, yes.
At first, I thought that was Justin Bieber. And I was like, wow, Justin Bieber, like, looks way funnier than I thought. And then it wasn't him. And I was like, oh, there's Justin Bieber. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. That song annoys me. So I didn't really care about
it. Can you sing some of it?
I can't even think about what it is now because I'm so, like, I just don't care about it. And then he went into Ghost, which I was kind of surprised that he went into because I really like that song. But I feel like out of all the songs that he could have performed, like... That one wasn't even the one that was nominated that he had. I was like, well, why didn't you do Peaches or something a little bit more like a beat?
Yeah.
But I do really, I like that song, but I just wanted him to take his hood off the whole time. I was just like, your whole persona now is to try to prove that you're not a punk anymore and that all the things that people hated you for when you were younger was because you were a kid. And now it's like, okay, well then take your fucking hood off.
Yeah. I like, I don't know. I'm kind of done with Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber was, like, a huge thing when, like, we were super young. And now I just, like...
Yeah, I agree. I just think that, like, he... Like, his album was really good, his new album. So I, you know, like, I get why he's, like, popular right now. But I definitely... I don't know. His performance is, like, fine. Like, it was... It started out the VMAs, like, whatever. Like, it was, like, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
I thought, like, the set of it was kind of weird. Like, why is there a mountain... Why are you on top of the mountain?
Yeah.
I a lot of times don't get the sets for any performances,
Oh,
though.
My God. There's one set. We'll talk about it. I was like, what in the fuck is this?
What are we doing? Will we get to it?
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Next, Olivia Rodrigo. Who we know that I am obsessed with, and I would die for her. I will say that I didn't love this performance as much as I thought I would. Because I just think that she's nervous. I think that this is all new for her, and she just, like, is genuinely, like, terrified going on stage. And you can tell by how much she's breathing.
I was just about to say, she sounded really out of breath.
Yeah.
And I was like, there are people doing full-on, like, dance it. Like, people
yeah,
are,
I
like,
think they were lip-syncing, though. We'll get to that, too. I don't believe that half of them were actually singing live.
I can concur. I think the same thing. But she sounded so out of breath.
She sounded so out of breath, which is why I think that they were lip-syncing, because technically, the people, and we'll get to, like, who I think they are, but Olivia Rodrigo is an actually incredible vocalist, and I believe that she actually probably does have the technique to sing live consistently, and those girls that later on I think are lip-syncing do not have that same technique.
Yeah.
And they sounded much cleaner. And they were dancing, so I do not believe that they were singing live by any means. But anyway, Olivia, she sounded very out of breath, like, the whole time, and I felt really bad. But I feel like you could just tell, like, her voice is, like, shaking. And I can imagine, like, that's, like, the first time that she's really, like, performed, like, live in that aspect. Like, and the other times that she has sung live like that, it's, again, been, like, a first for her. So I'm like, I get it. And she's young. She's 18.
Yeah. I can understand how that's a scary thing. Yeah, but I thought she was super cute, and I, like, loved her little outfit, and
she still sounded great. Yeah. Like, in the moments where you could tell that she was, like, catching her breath, you heard her voice. You knew that it was good. She definitely almost fell at the end of it. Still love Olivia Rodrigo, though. Very happy for her. And I still think that, like, especially based on, like, the results of the evening, like, I still think that she just, like, has so much left in her career, and I'm really excited for her. And she's so young.
Yeah, she's so young.
And so talented. So next was Kacey Musgraves. What'd you think?
I could not find her performance.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll watch it.
Okay. But tell me about it.
So, okay. Have you listened to Kacey Musgraves?
No.
I think you'd really like her, actually.
Is she country?
She started out country, and she's still, like, I would say that people probably fit her in that genre, but I feel like it's much more like soft, like alternative, not alternative, soft, like is folky. Like,
I was about to say, is it like indie, like how Brandi Carlile can swing towards
kind country? Of?
Because I like Brandi Carlile.
Kind of, yeah. I love her new album. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's not really country, but it still has like a gentle, like, she has like her natural like twang in it. But anyway, so I really like Kacey Musgraves and I didn't for a while, but this new album has really like put me in, I'm like in her fan base.
Okay.
And I thought that it was a good performance. I thought that it was really cool that it was like the whole album is about her divorce. And
who is she married to?
Rustin something. He's like a B-list country singer. It's stupid. But it's all about her divorce and like it is very like passion, like love, fire, like things like that are like all like the themes of it. And so she was in this like gorgeous like white like wet bodycon like dress and there was like fire everywhere and she was singing I think the most boring song from the album, Be Careful, Be Careful. But it's the opening and it like sets the whole album up. It's called Starcrossed, which is the name of the album. Mm-hmm. And it basically is just kind of like, it's like an intro almost. So I was kind of like bummed that she didn't like go into another song instead of just singing the whole thing, but she just kind of did that whole song. But I thought that the performance itself was really visually cool and it was cool to see her sing live for the first time because it was her first, VMAs performance.
Oh, cool.
So that was cool. But, it made me excited to see her live because I'm seeing her in February.
Cool.
That's all I have to say.
Love that.
I'm sorry that you didn't see it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Okay, Lil Nas X?
Yes. I can't tell if he can dance or if it was just a strobe light so you couldn't really see. I can't tell if he can dance.
I don't think he can, but I think that he is so unapologetically gay
that
the agenda to twerk is more important than his lack of ability.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
And then he has a song, Call Me Where You Want. Call Me Where You Want. I had no idea that was him either. I was like, oh, another TikTok song.
Yes, it is a TikTok song. He's so cool because he is like the first like really prominent like black queer artist of like our generation, I think.
Yeah.
And he's just like really fucking doing it. Like everything he does is so queer. And literally in his acceptance speech, he thanked the gay agenda. Like, I just think that that's so cool. And like his music video is, well, the performance itself, like they're in like a gay prison and it's all black gay dancers just like half naked, like on this fucking stage. I was like, absolutely. You should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was good. I really don't know anything by Lil Nas.
You know that song.
But I know that song. And like, I follow him on Twitter, and I think he's really funny on Twitter.
He's really funny. His album comes out on Friday. You should listen.
Okay, I will listen.
There are a lot of really cool collabs on it. It's like Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat.
Oh, I love Megan Thee Stallion.
Miley Cyrus.
I love Miley Cyrus.
Elton John. I don't know. The old and gay, you know?
Great. Why not? I'll do it.
But yeah, he has like really cool collabs on there. Anyway, Camila Cabello.
Is she in that?
She was in Fifth Harmony.
I don't know what that is.
What were you going to say? Oh, she's the Cinderella movie.
Yeah.
We hate that.
We hate that, but I have not seen it, but I recognize her. And I was like, is that Cinderella? I have, cute, she killed it. And then I have, wait, maybe she killed it.
Yeah.
That's what I have written about her.
So, agreed. So, I will say that, like,
I was just gonna say, I like that she brought her, like, culture into it.
Yeah, I love that. So, I don't like Camila Cabello. Like, I don't. I've never liked her. She was annoying to me in Fifth Harmony.
What's Fifth Harmony?
You ain't gotta go to work. Or, okay. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Is she dating Shawn Mendes?
She is, but I think that currently? They're both homosexuals. Hiding each other. But, what I think... Well, okay, so what I know is that I don't like her. And I've never really loved her music. This song, I will say, I hated it the first time, and it really grew on me because it's just so damn catchy. And I think that I like that the fact that she brings like a lot of like her like Latin culture to it. I think that's really, really cool. And she's really been like, I mean, she looks great while she's moving.
Yeah.
It's cool. And I could tell that she was singing live.
Yeah.
And she sounded great. She has a great voice. I just think that she's annoying. But yeah, her and Shawn Mendes are dating. I thought it was so annoying that they performed back-to-back, too. Like, they announced them together. I was like, this is gross.
So next is Shawn Mendes.
Next is Shawn Mendes. And I thought he looked incredible in that knit crop top.
I
He's so hot.
He kind of reminds me of Harry Styles a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, same vibe, same everything. And then I was like, listen.
More white bread.
Yes. And I was like, is he good or is he just incredibly good looking?
I think it's both. I think that he doesn't. I think that he has a really good voice. He's a talented songwriter. But I was saying this the other day. I've never been, like, captured by any of his songs.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too, because it's also, like, he doesn't have, like, the most amazing voice in the world. No. He's just incredibly attractive.
I don't think Harry Styles really has the most incredible voice in the world, though, either. I think Harry has more sex appeal, which is why I would consider him to be the better artist, which is stupid, but it's true. And he came from a boy band, so, like, naturally, if you come from a group and then have a solo career, when the rest of them really, like, don't, like, you automatically are looked at as, like, being better.
Yeah.
But I do think Sean is good, and I like that he's, like, actually a musician. Like, he plays guitar, he writes all of his own songs.
Oh, well, he did not play guitar.
He did not play guitar in this one.
I wish he would have, because I wish he would have been more about the music instead of wearing a knit sweater.
It was a summer love.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this song also was just, like, cute. Like, it wasn't, like, a banger. I don't know. Yeah.
I know. There were so many songs where I'm like, why is this your choice?
I will say I was pretty underwhelmed by almost all of the performances. Like, nobody really came and, like, showed out and, like, did what they needed to do. They all kind of, like, represented themselves well and did a good performance. But, like, I was missing the, like, Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, like...
Yes! Where is, like, where are they?
Yeah, I was missing that kind of performance, or, like, a Billie Eilish, like... really go hard. Even, like, Ariana Grande doing Seven Rings, like, all of those things, like, I was missing
that. Where were they?
I don't know. I think that people just were playing it safe.
No, but I mean, where was Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga?
They didn't win, and they weren't nominated. Like, if, I feel like if you weren't nominated, you probably didn't go, and if you were nominated and didn't win anything, then you don't go. Like, they tell you that, because it's, I mean, to be completely honest, it's a waste of a lot of time and money.
Yeah.
If they think that you... I feel like there's a world in which they're like, okay, you probably won't win, but you should be there to, like, show face that they go. But, like, I don't think that, as good as Ariana Grande is, I don't think that she had a chance of winning any of the categories she was nominated for just because other people were so new and, like, popular.
Yeah.
Like, she was never going to win over, like, Olivia Rodrigo because... she literally just, like, blew up in a second. Ariana Grande's been around for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
But that's why I think they weren't there. Like, Beyonce wasn't there, obviously. She wasn't nominated.
Yeah. All right, next.
Chloe. From Chloe and Halle.
Yeah, and she's gonna be the new...
Her sister is. Halle is the new Ariel.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay.
Not her.
Well... I think she killed it.
Yeah.
She literally...
hers was my favorite.
Need a guy in the balls wearing a thong. I was like, that's perfect.
That's feminism.
And that is the textbook definition of feminism.
The rules of feminism.
Yeah. And I thought she was really cool and that she was talented.
So their album is also really good, Chloe and Halle. So they're kind of, like, interesting because they started as just, like... I don't know if this is how they started, but it's, like, something about them. They're on, you know, the TV shows, like, Black-ish, Mixed-ish, and Grown-ish? They're on one of those. I forget which one. But they're on the show as twins. And...
Are they twins?
They're sisters, but no, they're not twins.
Oh, my God. Carly and I should do like that.
You should. But anyway, so they're on that. And then they also, like, randomly would, like, do, like, covers of things, like, on their Instagram pages and stuff. And everyone was like, oh, my God, your voices are fucking incredible. So they opened for Beyonce on one of her tours, and since then, they've, like, blown up, and they're basically, like, under Beyonce's, like, wing and, like, record label.
I love that.
When they announced their, like, debut album or whatever, Beyonce shared it and was like, I'm so proud of these two, like, so, like, happy to guide. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And so, yeah, so Halle Bailey is going to be in... she's Ariel in the new Little Mermaid movie. Chloe is, like, doing her solo career. I don't know if both of them are or if they're going to go back to collabing with each other. I hope they do because their voices, their harmonies are tight. It's so cool. But yeah, I thought that she did such a good job. And I will say she is one of the ones that I think was lip syncing, though.
Yeah, because she was dancing. She was really moving.
And I'm sure she was nervous. She was literally only like 17 or... No, I think she's 23, actually. I looked it up yesterday. But still, this was her first live performance for her solo career. She had to have been nervous, and she was moving her ass around.
Yes.
And the mic was, like, low-key all over the place. And so I was like, girl, I don't think you're really singing live.
Yeah, I can see that. I really did like her performance, though.
Me too. And I think that song is so fun.
Yeah. I think she killed it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Normani.
I put, okay.
So Normani is also from Fifth Harmony with Camila Cabello. Fun fact about this. She wasn't supposed to perform at the VMAs. Her fans, like, literally were so mad that she wasn't performing that they eventually got it so that she was performing.
I literally wrote down, okay, I don't remember a damn thing about her performance.
Yeah, I feel like I can... Yeah. I was going to say...
Oh, wait. Was she in silver?
Yeah, like, white and silver.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, I could definitely see why she would be one that you don't remember. I really like Normani, so I was actively excited for her performance, but I will say that, again, it seemed like she wasn't singing live.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that was like, she messed up the lyrics, so she was singing live. And I was like, well, usually when you're not singing live, it's not that you're not singing live the whole time. It's that most of it, you're not singing live.
Yeah.
So they're not idiots. They know what to do. But anyway. Yeah, I really like that song. I think that it was kind of like just like an underwhelming performance. But the bitch can dance.
She can dance. She can really move her body. She looked good.
Yeah.
I just like...
Not a memorable performance.
Yeah, I like didn't... I mean, she was after freaking Chloe. And yeah. I like... And that was really great.
Right.
And I just like didn't really remember.
I'll also say that like... So she opened up for Ariana Grande on her tour. And I remember being like, oh, interesting. And this was before she dropped like any of her singles. Like, she's the one that sings Motivation. I'ma break it up. Let me be your motivation. You know no songs. But that was before any of those. So she literally just sang like snippets of Fifth Harmony songs that she would when she was in there. And then like a couple like Rihanna songs. And like dance. Like, I was like, this is a dance recital. That's what we're watching right now. So I don't, but the girl can move.
Yeah. Who's next?
Ozuna.
Oh my god, wait, is this the one
with the giant Muppets?
I literally said, what the fuck already with these bears? This is weird.
This is
the one I was talking about. The bears were on the stage and I was like,
why?
What is this? And then it was, like, the theme of the whole thing with the giant claw with the bear. And I was like, I'm not into this.
I have no clue what that was. Literally none. None whatsoever.
I couldn't tell you a single thing about that performance except for that there were bears.
Yeah. And I didn't even know who he was.
No clue.
I do feel bad about that because I do think that he won for, like, Latin pop or something like that.
Which is cool.
But I just didn't. I had no clue who he was.
Did not get the bears.
Yeah. Didn't know the song. Didn't know anything. Not a clue.
Next.
Yeah. Anyway. Alicia Keys. Kind of a waste of time, I will say.
I think this is... I said, she looks stunning. I'm bored.
Yeah.
And I skipped.
Why do we have Alicia Keys perform? What has she done?
No earthly clue.
I think the only reason was an excuse to have her sing New York State of Mind because of 9/11.
I think I skipped over that because I was so bored.
Song that I did not know, which apparently is new, eventually led into her playing the piano, which I forgot that that's like why she's brilliant.
Alicia Keys!
Yes, I was literally watching it and I was thinking in my head, why is Alicia Keys so famous? Like, what about... Because I feel like at one point, Alicia Keys was like the vocalist.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you knew that she was a vocalist.
Yes.
But every time since then that I've listened to her, I'm like... Have people gotten better, or were our standards just, like, not as high?
But is she, like, a good piano player?
Yeah, she's incredible. And then I remembered, I was like, oh, okay, it's the piano and the voice. But it was cool that it, like, led into New York State of Mind, because I think that that was a really powerful way to, like, honor 9/11. But, so yeah, I just, like, didn't care. And, like, I just feel like she's, like, we're, like, done with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done with her.
Busta Rhymes. It was cool. Like, it was cool to, like, see Busta Rhymes just because he's, like... Iconic.
Really?
But at the same time, I was just like,
ugh. I have no idea who that is. I literally wrote, I've never even heard of this guy.
You've never heard of Busta Rhymes?
Their performance is over 7 minutes. I can't. And I skipped.
How have you never heard of Busta
Rhymes? Who is that?
He's like one of the most famous rappers ever. He's like OG. He's like an iconic rapper.
Well, his performance was like 7 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, that's because he's 71.
Probably. He's 71.
No, he's not. But he's like the reason that like rappers are who they are, like male rappers. Mm-hmm. Or like one of them. He's like OG.
No idea.
All right, well.
Next.
Busta Rhymes, I thought you were cool. Machine Gun Kelly.
I wrote so much. I said, cool that he's actually playing an instrument. He was the only one.
Ooh.
And that he seems to be.
Alicia Keys did.
Like, what?
Alicia Keys did.
Well, I skipped over because she kind of bored me. And it's cool that he's showing that he's a musician. I can totally make sense that he's, like, BFFs with Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
I literally am just, like, every time I see him, I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys are best friends, obviously. Also, Megan Fox looked insane. Also, I loved the guitar smash.
Yeah, me too.
Like, he was, like, really punk. He was rock. Like, I really liked his performance.
I did, too. I'm kind of confused why it ended the VMAs.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. We also forgot Ed Sheeran's performance, but honestly...
I didn't even know.
Yeah, I forgot about it, but honestly, it wasn't great. Yeah, I don't know. It closed out the VMAs, and I thought that was kind of interesting, but I did like it. It was cool to see him live.
Yeah.
He's very, like, 2000s rock, which is fun.
Yeah.
Like, very, like, 303.
Yeah.
All-time low, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I just really appreciate him playing.
Yeah.
I know that it's, like, you know, it's, like, fun to see them, like, dance and, mm-hmm. like, you know, there's obviously, like, nothing wrong with, like, sex appeal or, yeah. like, whatever. But the majority of it was, like, almost, like, simulated sex, which, like, do your thing. That's,
right.
like, totally fine. But I do want to know that you're a talented musician. I don't want to know
that
you're just up there because you're hot.
No, I agree. I thought of it, a lot of, like, the artistry of music nowadays has just become, like, glorified sex appeal.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing, but it is definitely what it has shifted to. And it is kind of, like, frustrating sometimes because I'm like, can you just sing? Like, I would love to just hear you sing.
Yeah. Like, play an instrument really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love that. Like, yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, his performance was weird and a little out there.
But at least he was doing that.
But he looked good. He sounded good. He played really well. At first, I thought he was just holding the guitar. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. If he doesn't play this thing, I'm gonna smash my head against the wall.
Right.
But he did. And he was good.
Yeah. That's true.
Good job, Megan.
Shall we talk about the winners? Song of the Year was Driver's License by
Makes
Olivia Rodrigo.
That totally makes sense.
Total sense.
Absolutely.
Makes total sense. I fully support it, and I'm glad it wasn't something stupid.
Like what?
I don't remember. That's it.
Yeah.
Best Pop, Justin Bieber for Peaches. I really like that song,
and it does.
I don't know if I think it should have won, but...
Maybe they were like, he needs to win something.
Because it was nominated against, like, Good For You and, like, all this stuff. Here's the one that got me.
Tell me.
Artist of the Year, Justin Bieber. I don't get it. And also, he was the only male in the category. He was nominated against Ariana Grande, Olivia Rodrigo, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa.
You
like,
want to know
are
something?
Are you kidding?
I've noticed that, okay, so listen to me. I've been watching all of Top Chef, and I'm, like, very into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also noticing there has been one female winner.
Yeah.
So I'm on I just started season 10, okay? Like, it's just, I've been always having it on, like, while I'm cleaning, while I'm doing anything. There's been one female winner, and it's literally because the guy who's projected to win choked in the final thing, and he said it. He went, I choked. I don't think I should win. My food wasn't the best today. And they were like, we have to now give it to this girl. And it was like, there's like a big, like this last season I just watched, it was literally the final, all women, one guy, the guy was fine, not as good as the women, and he won. Like, I am noticing this so much, that they're putting in women for maybe just some inclusivity, but they actually don't stand a chance.
That's so ridiculous, though, because women literally ran the music industry this past year. The past 2 years. Think about, like, all the music that was dropped, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa,
listen to
Casey
me.
Musgraves, Olivia Rodrigo.
I don't know music at all, as we can all see. I even know Olivia Rodrigo's songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Taylor Swift dropped three albums within the past 2 years.
They bring it up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that where I'm like, and then like, of course, like when we're talking about other men, like Lil Nas is a black queer man that has been producing like good shit. Yeah, it bothers me. And like Justin Bieber, like, yes, he had a good album this year, but
But it wasn't better.
No, I would never consider him artist of the year. Like, I would put Ariana Grande above him.
Do you think that like these like wins are like business transactions?
Well, the problem with the VMAs is that it's fan based. It's fan voted. So none of it is truly, that's why the VMAs are kind of like, they're cool to watch because the performances are usually like out of this world. But they're never, like, they don't hold that much weight because it's not like it's, like, a Grammy.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, somebody could sweep the VMAs and then get nothing at the Grammys because it's all fan-voted.
That makes sense.
So, it's, like, take it with a grain of salt, but it was still just, like, dumb.
Yeah.
The most important things, I mean, there are other people that won, but, like, most importantly after that are Best New Artist, which was obviously Olivia Rodrigo.
Had to be her.
It ended up coming down between her and LaRoy, I'm pretty sure, who is the one that performed with Justin Bieber. The I'll be fucked up
if you get me right. Now that's the song. That's a TikTok song.
Yeah. And it's like a cool song or whatever. Like, it annoys me. But I would have rioted if she did not win Best New Artist.
Yeah. I think everyone would have.
There was
yeah.
nobody else. I was so happy for her. She was so cute and innocent. And I was like, wow, go off, bitch. And then Video of the Year, Lil Nas for Montero.
Nice.
Call Me By Your Name.
Love
and I was
it.
Like, go off. I love that a black queer man won it. And I love that the song was, like, about being gay.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm excited for his album.
Overall. That's on Friday.
Yes. Overall, the VMAs remind me how much I love music and how much I love pop culture and music. And I love watching them.
I love that. And I enjoyed watching some of them.
And I thought some of them were cute. Yeah. I'm excited for the Grammys now. To see, like, what actually
happens.
I don't think they're for a while, but the Emmys
we just
soon.
Did the Grammys.
Right, because they were later.
Bitch.
The Emmys are coming up, though.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, the Emmys we definitely Emmys. Need to do.
I can't wait for the Emmys.
Yeah, and I think that we've
because
watched
Because TV shows, like, that's, like, our thing.
It
like,
is our thing.
Like, we love
I'm
that. Between
music,
the two of us.
Yeah, I'm music, you're movies,
yeah.
And then we're both TV.
Yes, I completely agree. Oh, there's this movie I want to watch. I can't remember.
I just
oh
watched
my God.
Malignant.
Really quickly. No, we'll save it for another episode.
So good.
Can't wait for Tuesday.
All right, well.
Well, if you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea@gmail.com or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilltea and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word.
Also, give us a rate. Give us a review.
Don't forget to subscribe. All right, bye.